I'm good. How are you, Sean?
Fantastic. How are things in Halifax? You know, I've never been.
You know what? It's a little bit rainy today. It's, you know, that mild time of the summer where we get either rain or a really humid day. So, yeah, not the nicest day here. How about there in Edmonton?
Little smoky.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the Parkinson's Canada Super Walk. What year is this for the walk?
We're 30-plus years into the walk.
Holy smokes. Wow.
Yeah, it's been going on since about
1990. What are we raising money for?
Yeah, of course. So Parkinson's Canada is the national Parkinson organization for all of Canada. Our organization focuses very much on high level of advocacy within government, research and programs and services kind of across Canada. So we do everything from support groups to an information line to what we call our Care Finder, which helps people locate organizations and businesses within their community that can be a support to them.
And I'm reading here there's 10,000 Canadians living with this disease. Can you tell me what exactly Parkinson's does to somebody?
Yeah, of course. So Parkinson's is a neurological condition. It affects really every part of a person's life. When most people think of Parkinson's, they very much kind of focus on, you know, a tremor or a gait issue. That is part of it, but it really affects everyone differently. It's a very unique disease depending on who you are. You can be diagnosed very young. I know people as young as in their 20s that get diagnosed, but you can also get diagnosed later in life as well. So diagnosis can be very difficult to get across Canada because there's no specific test to see. It's very much like a visual test, and you go through different things with your doctors to see what it could be, but there's no actual like blood test or like imaging that can actually show that someone has Parkinson's. So it's a bit difficult to diagnose.
Okay, so the walk is all set to go September 7th or 8th, and you've got 30 locations right across the country taking part. In Alberta, it's Edmonton and Calgary?
Yes, it is. So Calgary will be on the 7th, and the Edmonton event is on the 8th.
And I'm taking a look at your total so far, and you're at about 30% of your goal that you want to hit, which is $1,359,000. We're at about $400,000. How can I help out? If I can't walk or run or take part in the walk, how can I help out?
If you can't attend, it's perfectly okay. We have a really nice option where people can, you know, make their own DIY walks, or they can walk what we call virtually and just do something on their own time. You can still register online and raise funds that way, or you can just simply donate to the event itself if you can't attend or can't help out.
I love that we're still doing things virtually. I think that makes things so much easier for people because you can kind of figure out to do it on your own time.
Exactly. And oftentimes, like, we have maybe retirement residences that want to participate, but they want to do it on site. So they'll register a team of retirees and they'll do their event there.
That's a great idea. My wife works in long-term care. Do you find that happening a lot, where some of the long-term care facilities get a group together and they're like, hey, we're going to help out?
I am seeing it a bit more the last little while. We've actually had a huge group in Calgary last year, and they raised over $10,000.
Wow! And it keeps them active at the same time, and they're doing something great too, right?
So yeah, exactly.
So September 7th or 8th, Parkinson's Canada Super Walk. Where can I find some deets online, whether it be to register a team or to find some more information on the walk or to donate?
Everything is on superwalk.ca, so it's pretty easy to find. You can register. You can find other ways to connect. If you want to volunteer, you can definitely reach out to our team that way. We're still looking for volunteers in Edmonton and Calgary, so if anyone has some free time on that weekend, please feel free to reach out to our team.
There you go. Multiple ways you can give back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hillary, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to hop on the show. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you letting me share what we're trying to do here, Sean.